This is about 9 o'clock, June 16th. We're at Roselle, New Jersey, paying Uncle Virgil a visit, and the rest of the family. I'm here with Dad and Uncle right now, and Dad, I'd like to ask you a few questions about your early life in the old country, Poland. A few things that you can remember from your various earliest days, coming up to the present time to say right now that you have been your brother a friendly visit.
Well, I'm just going to reach to my little age, far as I remember. I remember my father was a manager on Big East State. That was before my brother Virgil, our new uncle, was born.
Right.
We were there, and little fella come in, which is the name of Virgil now. Yeah. Then since then, I remember our older brother, which was about 14 years old, is got killed in machinery.
Well, then his name was Stanley.
What was his name?
Stanley. His name was Stanley.
Then, oh, we had an older brother than that, Eric, didn't we?
Yeah, we had the Mike, but he was still living till he's his 60s or past 60 and died, which I passed out. Probably you hear that, and I don't have to go over, but since then we moved to another estate, which is a name.
May I break in just a minute? How many of us were in the family?
Them days was a five of us in family.
Five. But yeah. I mean, all together there were 10, something like that, 10 children?
Nine was, I believe, four boys and five girls, but all that, but five boys and four girls.
Five boys and
four
girls.
Girls a day in a child's age.
Right.
They died early, young.
Yeah, they young.
They died while they were children.
And left the five brothers of us. And one got killed, that is, Stanley got killed, and left four of us to live it longer. Well, when we are moved to another estate, when I come to be age of 14, we work on a farm.
Near what towns were these?
Blinov.
Blinov,
yeah.
What all the places you were in? Blinov is one that I remember well. You were in Stujanki?
Well, Zakshuv. Stujanki, Krasnica, Starovyej. I remember we was passing this, live there 1 year or so and keep on going. That's my father's, you know, job was. Then Blinov is the last village or town that we live there a little longer. Then from there we start emigration.
Well, what about some of this early working life there on the farm?
Well, it was all handwork. One day, my job was just to ride a horse, put near all summer since I was about 11 years old. They got big machineries to pull by horses. And then later, young boy have to ride all days on board, lead the first pair of horses and all. Mm-hmm. And so on like that. It was days long as a sunrise. And sundown, you got to be on your horse only hour for dinner, rest, and then keep on going.
Well, what did you do while you were on that horse? I mean, what was you going for? Where were you? Were you riding?
Well, I was riding for big treasury machines, small machines, you know, riding, cutting, harvesting, everything, oats, wheat, rice, or anything, clovers. Everything, what is erased, they're raising, have to mow them down, and that machinery was pulling about 4 horsepower, which a leader, by the leading, follow certain one machine, watch the line to cut and lead the pair, and the other pair of horses on front, you ride one and lead the other beside you, and keep on moving, then watch the turns and all. Just lead him, but you have to stay there all day long. When you get off the horse, mind you, you can't walk. You're just twist it up and crank it up, so take you a little while to straighten up.
That was in Blinov then, huh?
In Blinov, yes. Yeah. And all his brother are Mike. find out about the United States and people emigrators. So him and the other gentleman with him, friend, names by Mac Jevo. Them two went, I believe it was in 1897 or 8.
Jevo?
Yeah. Mac Jevo.
Not this George.
No, okay. Not absolutely relations. It was really named Jevo. This one is Tsujilo, but he changed his name for shortly to Jevo. Yeah, but Jevo and Mike went up to United States, and there was about 2 years there or so. Anyway, they come back and talk about the American and text the father in 1900. He went back and text the father with him, went back to America. And we left the rest of us home. Then in comes to 1902, we emigrated to America. But in this passage, country lines and all, you have to smuggle yourself just like you smuggle goods, some kind of goods, contraband or so, across the country to country. So we have to go from country, from our country to the Austrian overnight, jump the line.
That's just like these present day people going across these borders, leaving Russia and their satellite.
Just exactly what we did. Alec, we should straighten out our dates. Between us, we don't know exactly which date we arrived into this country. I think my records show 1900, yours 19-something, and someone else is different. So we better just simply say we do not know much about our coming over.
I tell you, I got straight, because in 1900 was a great jubilee, 100-year jubilee all over the countries. 100 jubilee. And it was in 1900, and I remember my father that year went up, and Mike, second trip for Mike to United States, and first trip for our father. So later on, I remember in 1902, we are emigrated with mother, you, John. That is mother, John, Alex, and Virgil. We emigrated in 1902. When we passed the border, excuse me if I jump something over, reminds me about that. Mm-hmm. We're traveling in a night. When we got just across the border, there was a creek, I don't know how deep. Anyway, our reader, guide, was the first. And just a few round logs crossed that creek. Guide was first, mother followed the guide. I followed the mother, and Virgil followed me. And John lost the inn. Of course, we all had the kind of bundles carried on our backs. And happened to be Virgil slip off the lock, went down in the creek, and John grabbed him by the collar of his shirt, pull him up. He starts quilling, and the guy says, "Shh, don't howl him, because there's the soldiers right there on the line. They're going to shoot, man." They did shoot after we crossed the creek, but we was on safety side then.